time now to take five for your community of service of the Emerald Place in Washington and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. And today we have Briley Tyrrell and Pam Padgett with us talking about Pinwheels for Prevention, a special event coming up tomorrow. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Briley, we'll start with you. Kind of give us the details of what Pinwheels for Prevention is all about tomorrow out at Eastside Park.
The event is actually about the initiative for preventing child abuse. It's just to make the community aware that there is abuse that goes on within the community, and we want to be able to tell people and make people aware of how they're able to report abuse. And we also want the community just to be involved in the whole process.
It should never happen. Plain and simple, never happen. If there's any question whatsoever, what kind of tips? We don't want to give the whole program away. We want everybody to come out tomorrow, but what kind of tips are you going to be offering? Just kind of a crib note version, I guess.
Well, we're going to have many providers out there that's going to have booths and things set up to where the community is able to come out and talk with these providers. We're going to have free food out there and lots of giveaways. This has just been a full community support. Definitely wouldn't be happening without the community. We've had a lot of big key contributors. I know the Knights of Columbus and the Odin VFW has really stepped up and helped us out a lot with the donations, and there's been many, many, many more, but definitely too many to list at this point.
Pam, this is something close to your heart as you've worked with children pretty much your whole life.
Yeah. Over 25 years, it's all I've ever done. I think this event is a little bit different, though, because as we recognize that the abuse is here, we want to help strengthen the families. So people coming out to the event will be able, as Briley said, talk to those providers, but they'll be able to walk away with information that will strengthen their family, because abuse doesn't just happen all of a sudden. There's a history, there's a length to it. So if we can figure out what's going on, then we can put services in place beforehand. That's the key. Get the family strengthened, because we need the families to stay together. Children coming out to the event tomorrow night will be able to get dental screens. Dr. Walker here in town is going to be out there helping those kids see if they've got cavities, what's going on. We're also going to have immunizations out there. Mental health people will be out there. The Davis Community Hospital will be out there, so that families that have medical issues, mental health issues, you know, all those kinds of things, not only will they have opportunities for prizes and food and all those fun things, they'll have information that they can take back with them. I think there's even going to be some water safety mm-hmm. going on with DNR yes. out there.
Wow. Again, you guys have worked hard pulling this off, and everybody should come on by. Bottom line is it's all free too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It's all absolutely free. So what time does everything get underway tomorrow?
We're going to start at 3, and it's going to go to about 7.
And if it does rain, this is a rain or shine event, right?
Right, correct.
You're going to be inside the community building?
We're actually going to be utilizing the entire park. Most of our service providers are actually going to be in the community building. And then we're going to have the shelter house as well as the bandstand, because we are going to have some people come and just kind of talk about the event and just what it means to them. I know that we are going to have the mayor. He will be present. And then we'll also have Dan Maley, and he's going to be there speaking on human trafficking.
Wow. Again, everybody is welcome. It's free community outreach event, Pinwheels for Prevention. Show your support for the children in the community. And as Pam mentioned, you do want to bring the kids out too, right?
Yes, absolutely. They're always, always welcome.
Lots of stuff going on. Lots of valuable screenings, immunization clinic, dental screenings, as Pam mentioned. So everybody, come on out 3 to 7 p.m. tomorrow at Eastside Park in Washington. It's Pinwheels for Prevention. I know, ladies, you've been working really hard on this for the past several months. Hats off to you for organizing this and getting it together, and we look forward to a big turnout on Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Take 5 for your community of service of the Emerald Place at Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.